Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Well, yesterday both Sharon and Falls Village celebrated their graduates, and today it's Canaan. The North Canaan Elementary School has updated plans for the North Canaan Elementary School graduation ceremony to take place at 6 p.m. on the school's front lawn. Now, this is really only by invitation only. Only two cars will be allowed per family. The two cars that will arrive at the school must arrive together to line up single file, one in front of the other. Keep in mind social distancing requirements. Each car should only include members of that immediate family. P Street will be blocked with the support of the fire police beginning at 6:15 p.m. today, with families to line up. Cars will line up in single file in front of the school and continue down Whiting Drive, wrapping around Whiting Drive so that they can fit 40 cars. Cars may be decorated, although it's not required. Remember to think safety while planning and decorating. Facebook Live will broadcast the entire event, so those who cannot attend can still see it live. When the graduate's car reaches the front of the school, only the graduate will exit the vehicle. The graduate does not need to wear a mask, as everybody else from the school will be wearing one. Student names will be announced using the school loudspeaker, so every car will hear each name, and you can cheer for each graduate. The graduate will come to the table, pick up the diploma, then get a picture taken by local professional photographer Sonia Zinke. Then they will give every family a free 8x10 of the graduate with his or her diploma. The graduate will then pick up a package with graduation gifts and exit in the family vehicle, following a path of 17 socially distanced, excited teachers wearing masks and waving from Pease to Bragg Street to Railroad Streets. They're looking forward to offering you the congratulations. Now, a video with pre-recorded speeches and other individualized pieces will be shared with every family. The video link will also include the live part of the ceremony. Decorations, banners, a personalized lawn sign, and other memorabilia will be part of the plan. They're telling you to be prepared for surprises that will help make the evening special for each graduate. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is commissioning an independent review of how Connecticut nursing homes handled the coronavirus outbreak. This is something that our reporter Frank Lally has demanded for the past several weeks after speaking to both Connecticut Democrats and Republicans. Now the Lamont administration is looking to hire an outside consultant no later than June 30th to review the preparations and the responses of the 215 nursing homes, according to the governor's chief operating officer. The contract is going to be advertised this week. To date, there have been more than 2,500 coronavirus-associated deaths out of the nursing home population of approximately 22,000, and more than 8,500 laboratory-confirmed cases of the coronavirus disease. According to the governor's office, more than 60% of the 4,000 confirmed and probable COVID-19 deaths reported through Monday in the state were among residents of nursing homes. In Berkshire County, local restaurateurs are chomping at the bit to welcome back hungry patrons after they got the green light on Monday to resume on-premise dining. Dining establishments were allowed to welcome in socially distanced outdoor dining as part of Massachusetts Phase 2 of the reopening process following the shutdown. For many in the Berkshires, the long-awaited lunch rush was a small reward for the lost spring and recent hard work to pivot their business models. A reminder that on Friday from 5 till 8 p.m. at the Newkirk Funeral Home in Canaan, Connecticut, there will be a wake for Dennis Taganali. Dennis's funeral will happen Saturday at St. Joseph's Church in Canaan. There's a limit of 50 capacity at the church. Others are welcome to stand outside or wait and go to the burial. This is subject to change. There'll be a sit-in at the clock tower in Sharon on Thursday at 3:30. Peaceful protest will be held at 3:30 at the clock tower. Masks are required and safe social distancing will also be in practice. Parking is limited. This is once again going on tomorrow at 3:30 in Sharon, Connecticut at the clock tower. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 300.14 to 27,272.30. The S&P fell. It starts off the day at 3207.18. The NASDAQ was up 29 points to 9,953.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.